is the Different Football Show. VAR You Serious on FUBAR Radio with Cecil G. Thomas.
Yes, people, we are back. We are back. I mean, I'm not actually back. I'm away, if I'm honest. And you might see me on the screen right now. You can see my producer, Kim Kafari, there in my seat, which I don't know if I love the look of, if I'm honest. I kind of take ownership of that main chair, the lead host. But today, I haven't got the capabilities to do that because I'm away in Ethiopia. Very random, some would say. Yes, it is very random. But as you may not, I don't know if you might have missed it, people that are listening, or I don't know if you saw. But over a 38-game season, Arsenal won the Premier League. So the reason for this, why I'm here, is because we are still celebrating. I still have a whole of summer. I have the whole of the World Cup to still enjoy. I have pre-season tour. I have the Community Shield.
Champions
I have a
League
lot of time.
Final.
So here...
Champions League final. You going to celebrate that one as well?
Well, we'll get to that. We'll obviously get to that. That's fine. That's fine. We'll talk about that. But for now, I'm celebrating. That's why I'm away. I'm not in the studio. And you can see and hear Kim. So it's fine. Little shots, which we'll get into early on in this show, I'm sure. But I'm in Ethiopia. I'm with the Arsenal fans. I feel like Drake. I walked out to about 20,000, 30,000 people in Ethiopia on a stage. Fireworks, flares, big screens, music, dancers. Don't ask me what I had any business doing there, being there and being the lead act, but me and Abue and lead judges and Laurie Lyle. But that is what I've been doing. I've been enjoying it. We will discuss some football things. It's about, you know, the talk of the week, the World Cup coming up. Me and Kim, funny enough, will be over in the States, which we'll get into a bit later. But let's reverse back. Let's take it a little bit back to what Kim just said. Threw some shots at me. We won't be celebrating Champions League over here, but that's fine. There's always next year, which is, I know we've said that many a times in our past, but I'm very confident that next year will be the year that we actually win that Champions League. It's a big statement, but we'll talk about it. Budapest, I was there. Kim, do you wanna just give your just brief thoughts? I just wanted to hear your thoughts from an outside viewer. I'll give you what it was like when I was there, but just what you saw, what you expected. Oh, sorry, expecting Arsenal to win. I mean, not many people were. I need to know as well. When we scored the first goal, as a rival fan, what were you thinking? Those sort of things. Give me a little breakdown from what you saw and how you took in. Were you in any box park? Were you a box park or anything with the Arsenal fans like last time?
No, if I'm being totally honest, I was at a wedding. I was at one of my best mate's weddings in Glasgow. I watched tiny little bits of it on my phone. Didn't fully watch it. When you went 1-0 down, I did think, oh no. 1-0 up, sorry. When you went 1-0 up, I did think, oh no. They might actually do it. And then there was this amazing moment in the night. They went 1-0. We were watching it on our phones outside in the little smoking area, having a bit of fun, watching PSG shot after shot after shot. Arsenal doing nothing like they have done the vast, vast, vast majority of the season. And then unfortunately, as penalties started, it was the first dance. So I had to run inside, watch my best mate and his new wife do the first dance. And just as they finished, The Dog Days Are Over by Florence and the Machine, one of my mates ran up to me and said, Gabriel's missed, PSG have won. Oh, the elation, the emotion as well. The emotion of just seeing one of your best mates get married and then find out that Gabriel has sent the ball all the way from Budapest back to London.
Oh, amazing. He's spicy this morning. He's amazing. Spicy this morning.
No, come on. Let me just be serious for a second. You don't deserve to win. You don't deserve to win a final if you have one shot. You just don't. It's not good enough.
They barely had a shot as well, brother. David Raya hit the post and then David Raya barely got worked. Let's be real.
Dude.
Let's be real. One shot, but David Raya wasn't exactly getting peppered.
There was
they had a lot of possession.
Who was trying to win that game. Vitinha almost scored in the last second, the last kick of the game. They hit the post. David Raya made some good saves. David Raya came out in that one-on-one. They were all in the last 10 minutes of the game.
We had a corner that never got taken because the ref is, I'm not going to say it live on air. And then we also had a penalty shout, which was, in my opinion, still to this day a penalty. So, I don't know. I hear what you're trying to say, but I think there should be more credit given to the team in North London.
I'm just being bitter. Let me be bitter.
I gave
you all your flowers when you won the Premier League. Now I'm going to be bitter because there's one team who's got their hands on the Champions League and there's one team who never has. And it's going to be harder next year, brother. It will be harder because teams will be better and teams will have figured out how to play against you.
Well, we'll see. We've reinvented ourselves many a season. It's been three seasons. I know it's second. People laugh at that, but it shows that we could always be up there competing and And, you know, being amongst them, I think this team's brilliant. They're going to develop. They're going to take that defeat and build on it in the Champions League final. And you're right, you can be bitter. I know, you know, we put a social media post out and you were basically giving us the flowers. And I don't know the comments on that, by the way, on the social media post. Kim was, they were saying, we don't want your apology. We don't want
your... They don't
your
like me. And that's absolutely fair enough. I also, can I just say, by the way, Producer Hugh said, do we accept Kim's apology? That was not an apology. There was no apology. I would never use the word sorry in my life, nor would I backtrack on anything I've said this season. All I said was, I realised how big of a club Arsenal are, and I'm happy for a lot of my friends like you who've won the league. That's it.
Yeah, it rattled the timeline, I must say. I'm still getting notifications to this day on that literal one post. But going back to the Champions League, listen, I'll kind of do an overview. Obviously, we went out there early, myself and AFTV, which is incredible. We went there a few days earlier. And for that, we got to enjoy, you know, more than what we usually get to enjoy. So we get to, because normally we go day before a game, do the previews, go for dinner, next day's game match day, go to the game, go home. Literally either straight from the game or literally early hours of the morning. So we got a bit of time over in Budapest and Hungary. And I don't know, it was amazing. It was amazing to see how many Arsenal fans were. I was actually taken back because, listen, I know PSG aren't a green club, if I'm being honest. And Arsenal just dominated the streets of Hungary. Like literally everywhere was red and white. And it was lovely to see. It was really lovely to see. So really, really took that all in. We went to the festival where there was a mixed zone, which was literally, or mixed fan support area, which was literally all Arsenal fans again. Got introduced by one of the heads of the UEFA, and we got to go to a lot of the events, went to the Legends game, got to stay in friends and family, got really looked after. Robert Perez, people like Julio Cesar in goal.
Looked amazing. So many.
I've got David Silva. I don't know if you saw me. There's a video of me and David Silva. He signed my Champions League book. He was there. Yaya Toure also signed my book as well. We had people like, obviously, Theo Walcott was there, Santi Cazorla. It was just incredible. Cafu was there. It was mad. It was mad seeing these lot of stuff.
Couldn't get me a signed City shirt from Silva and Yaya Toure for my birthday, no? Weren't feeling generous?
I've got I should have really thought about you when I was with the City players. Sorry, brother. I mean, next time. I mean, maybe, I don't know if I'm going to, there's going to be a next time. Don't worry, you can take a photo of my signed Champions League book.
That's bang out of order. I'll just take a photo, I'll put it on the wall.
Perfect. And then we went to that. And then afterwards, obviously, was the game the next day. And it was just chaos. It was just chaos. It was amazing. Like, fan park was heaving, walked to Gunnosaurus to the stadium, walked in there. And I've said this a lot on air, like, I'm very grateful and privileged. Obviously, Kim asked me some tough questions about, oh, how long have you been, you know, following Arsenal? I've been following Arsenal my whole life, but I've never been lucky enough or privileged enough to be able to go to, like, especially I was young as well those days, to go to, like, the major finals. I think it's an honour. It really is. If you can get tickets to that, it is like gold dust. And especially the past couple of seasons. I mean, I was going to Arsenal when things were dark, Bodo Glimt in Norway, in the Arctic Circle, going to the Burnleys away when we're scrapping for 1-0 wins and stuff. So I've been there through the dark times, but back in the day, I never really got to experience, especially in like 06, I was never at a Champions League final. So when I walked into the stadium, I'll be honest, it kind of hit me like, Cecil, like, can you believe you're here? It's not even like the, wow, like, I know I get to interview fans, I'm part of this channel, and I've been going to games like here and there in my youth, but like walking into that and then seeing a stadium full of like, obviously it's PSG fans, but mainly red and white, and a Champions League final where every major broadcast was clearly there. It was like they covered up the whole touchline. And I don't know, it took me a minute. To kind of take in. And the fact that we got the tickets ourselves, it's not like they were gifted. We weren't coming with a brand and whatnot. So I saw a lot of people there that I've recently met through being in the space and doing content creation, but we were there off our own backs, which made it a little bit more special. And the goal went in. There was this amazing moment. Havertz is obviously, the goal goes in the other end of the stadium for all the Arsenal fans. The silent second or two before when it hits the net, but it goes dead silent because we don't even know what's happened. That moment, honestly, the Tuesday night when we won the league, when you like dropped points and we ran to the stadium, I said it's one of the best moments in football I've ever experienced. But that moment when Havertz, it's a shame we didn't win it because it'd probably be up there. When it went in and it fell dead silent, honestly, it was beautiful.
There's nothing. And then
there's nothing. Nothing compares to it. Nothing compares to it. And then you find yourself falling down like tears of fucking seats, and it's pandemonium. Yeah. So I don't know, I really, really, really took that in. And then obviously carrying on, they score 1-1, should have had a penalty. Arsenal played well. I'm not gonna go too much into it, all the semantics on that, because it is what it is. It's done now. But listen, I'm proud of the boys. That was the overall feeling. I left the stadium, and this is why I'm privileged to be in this position. I'm a man that has to speak to the fans and connect with the fans. I had hundreds of fans come up to me just in tears. And it was tough, man. It was tough. Like, obviously, I haven't cried in a long time, I'll be honest. I don't even remember when I last cried. I must have been maybe before teenager or young teenagers. But like, seeing whether it's grown men, it's kids, it's adults, whoever it was, the women, like, they're in tears, bro. And it's like you're trying to say, listen, it's the season's not a failure. Like, we've won the Premier League. Like, some of them were like, I don't know if I'm gonna go back to the London now to go and celebrate. I was like, you can't think. It was just really hard. And then something I had to really learn in this role. And listen, Kim, you were at Box Park when Arsenal won the league or played the last game. Sorry, no, when they won the league. Sorry, that night. Obviously, you're a City fan, and that must have been tough for you. But the skill that we have is being able to listen. We've got to be professional. We've got to turn it on. Like, I had to switch off my emotion and speak to fans, play the other side of. And was it really a penalty? Could he have stayed in his feet longer? All these things when literally my heart was burning, like I was in so much emotional pain. But that's a skill. I think that's it's a skill. And people know I hate interviewing when we lose games. It's probably one of my worst things. I detest it. Robbie knows this. But that one was one of the hardest. But we did it. We got the job done. And then we ended up going back that same night. And again, I know I'm rambling, but I want people to have context. I think this radio show gives you context on one, the whole space of what we do and how to get into this space, what it looks like, what the real truth of the matter is. When we finished, we were there. Obviously, we have to wait for PSG fans. I've been at PSG last season interviewing fans. We almost got attacked. Yeah, they had spotters on mopeds. We had to move twice. It's not a fun environment. That was in Pat the Prompt. Yeah. This time they've won it. They won the last game anyway, and it was still mental, but they won it. And I was like, listen, we've got to do fan cams quickly because if they start coming out, it's going to be a lot of danger. We've got big lights, we've got logo in, we're all in colours. So we started filming. We was there for about 2 hours. PSG fans did come out. We had to stop once. They were quite arrogant. It's fine. But all this took a lot of time. And then after we finished, we had to then get a taxi. There's no taxis in the area because if you know on match days, big games, they lock off the area. You have to walk outside the area to get a taxi. That took about another hour. Then we've got back to the apartment. We're then frantically rushing to pack because, listen, as much as I'm privileged to do these things, we had to go from Budapest to Vienna. That's a 3 hour drive, 3 to 2 hour drive. So we're in a taxi, which cost a whole heap of money, which we paid. Listen, the company will cover it, but I had to, pay for my one and Robbie paid for that one. We had to take two taxis. That was 3 hours. We slept in a taxi, to be fair, but it was the most awkward and uncomfortable sleep ever. Get to the airport now. We fly from Vienna to Brussels. We land. We have a connecting flight that's been sold to us. The connecting flight leaves in 20 minutes. We're all running through the airport, Arsenal fans galore. We get to immigration. Now listen to this. There is a massive queue to get through to get your passport stamp to get on the connecting flight. So this is a story that not many other people have heard. I think I've mentioned it on AFTV once, but this is something that you would not have known. So we said to the staff, like, look, we have a flight in 20 minutes at the instant, we have to go through. They were like, nope, we can't do that. There was another guy who says he travels through this airport all the time, they will not let you through. They don't care if you've got a flight, whatever. So I said, all right, well, what are we gonna do? One of the security guys said, you can ask the people if they let you through, then fine. We're at the back. We push through the front to the front. Talking about America, where we're going in a second. People were kicking off, Kim. Kicking off. And you know what? Rightly so, but I was trying to explain to them. Robbie and Nat and Lee were like having none of it. They were arguing back. Some American was like, hey, I'm going to put you on TikTok. How embarrassing. You can't do this. We all have flights. You should have woke up early. All this stuff. Yeah, she was going mad. Yeah, causing a commotion. We're pushing through people. Not good. But I'm trying to reason with people. Like, look, people, look, we have a connecting flight. They sold it to us. There's no way we can make it. And they didn't give a crap. We get to the front. There's another group of Arsenal fans that did the same thing earlier. So they're like, just wait here. They should let us through. They should let us through. Robbie sees, hear me out. An army load of police come to us, yeah, come to where we all are. And they go, come with us, come with us. So the first Arsenal group that were there said, yeah, okay, we're gonna go through and they'll get us through. Robbie says, Cecil, boys, come on, let's go back. Do not trust this. We put our tail between our legs. We shuffled back to our spots after getting ridiculed again for the embarrassment. Turns out those police officers arrested those Arsenal fans that were trying to make it back for the parade. Not arrested, sorry, they interrogated them, put them in a room, then put them back, gave them a full warning, then put them back to the back of the queue, which was like another hour, yeah? Luckily, they held the flight, not for them, for the people that were kind of near the front, which was kind of us, and we made it onto the flight. So we were this close from not making it back to the parade, basically. It was crazy, Kim. Honestly, I was looking at Eurostar, I was looking at all these all other alternatives. It was mad. We ended up getting the flight back, landing in Heathrow, and as soon as we landed in Heathrow, people, the ones that are listening, the thoughts of the Champions League and what I saw just washed away. people were hailing us up, was getting in the train. I had my suitcase, went straight from Heathrow Station to the studio where we had a spot for the parade. And yeah, it was mad, bro. It was emotional. Like, so amazing. So amazing. I had so much love. Loaded of people. It was a lovely parade. I know people are getting fussed about how we're talking about numbers, 1.5 million, 1 million, but forget all that. It was amazing, yeah? Lovely, lovely moment. Saw the bus go past. I had one of the players messaging me saying, well, they gave me their live location, so I knew when the bus was coming. I'm not going to say too much on that. And then I had Luke Littler trolling me as well, which was a bit of, I know I'm doing name dropping here, but I thought it kind of built for the day. He said, he was saying, let it all work out. Where's your Champions League trophy? And I said, brother, I'm at the parade and Luke Littler's trolling me. It was nice. But listen, it's all love. Big up all the people. It was a good time. But that's Budapest in a nutshell. And listen, I love this sport, man. I mean, it's taken over my whole life. I'm here right now because of it. And I'll be going to the States as well because of it. Yeah.
Good to get that off your chest.
Yeah, I needed to. I know that was actually a long rant. I actually realised I was talking for ages. Sorry, people. But this is what this is about.
It's good though, isn't it? The Champions League, man. There's nothing like it. There's nothing like the Champions League final. The excitement you get when you walk to the stadium is just like no other.
Yeah, and I think fans turned their nose up a little bit because they wanted the Premier League so bad, and I get it. But what right do we have to say I want that more? Well, I get they want it more, but like fans that were kind of telling themselves this is more important than the Premier League, which I mean it would have been would have been called a bottlers if we didn't win it. But like I don't want to diminish the level and the magnitude and the gravitas of the Champions League because it was phenomenal stuff. And considering it was unbeaten throughout the whole campaign, if we had won it, Mikel Arteta double season, it'd be mental. PSG the current holders, but it wasn't to be, is what it is. It's time for rant of the week. I'll keep it brief because I've done a lot of talking. I'll keep it short. And in the honesty box, which is another new feature that we have on this amazing show called VAR, you see, it's the best radio show in the country. I want to say that this rant is off the back of me being very honest. Kim tries to get me on honesty box. I'm very an honest person. I don't really have any shame. I like the truth can set you free. So here's my rant quickly. I currently have diarrhea. Yeah. I pooed myself in the lift right now. Just literally 30 minutes ago. That is my rant. Why is it that you can get diarrhea? I mean, it's my fault. I ate
you ate salmon in a nightclub.
Yeah, okay.
Your rant should be at yourself.
Yeah. But I just think diarrhea is such an awful illness. Like, why? It's now ruined my whole trip. I had leakiness out my bum in a lift next to a random stranger and I had to waddle to the toilet. Anyway, too much information, I know. But listen, this is rant of the week, people. I'm disappointed in diarrhea as an actual thing. So yeah.
Let's have a look at team of the season. We were supposed to do it last week, weren't we? We've now had the whole season to look through. Talk to me. I want to try and actually agree on every player if we can, so we can get a combined 11.
All right. As I mentioned, I've been a bit ill this morning. I'm just going to go off.
You go off what you think. I'll write them down and we can run through our team at the end and we can see if we think that's fair enough.
Goalkeeper. We must admit David Raya. We both can be aligned. There's no way we're going to argue with that. I know you're sensible. You're sensible. You're a good friend of mine. You're not that much of a...
No, it has to be. He won Golden Glove. You won the league. It's got to be David Raya. And he's made some ridiculous saves at ridiculous moments as well, which probably would have cost you the league if he hadn't done so. So I'm happy to accept that one.
Okay, you go for right back and give me your right back. I'll do the next one after.
God, right back is hard, isn't it?
Oh, it's tough.
There've not been that many good right backs this season.
Bruce James got injured quite early on or throughout. He played in midfield majority of the season anyway. Timber also got injured. But listen, some people are crowning the player, well, Robbie Crowning player of the season before his injury, and he still sticks by that. So he's had a good season, but I don't know. I don't want to go Arsenal bias. I just don't know who stands out.
If I'm being honest, I'm going to go Reece James, and I know he's been injured, but he's the one player that when I watch him, I'm just like, oh wow, you're so much better than everyone else on your team.
Played a lot in the midfield, though. I will say that.
It was sort of like right back midfield. It was that sort of new hybrid role, and which a lot of players are playing now. I mean, most City right backs for the last 4 or 5 years have played that position. If you want to go Timber, I'll take Timber. I'm happy to go Timber. But yeah, I think Reece James is much better.
Okay, I'm going to go Timber, but then when it goes centre back pairing, it's tough. You might throw in Mark Gahey here. I can argue, but are you going to throw him in?
Yeah, I'm going to throw Gahey in, which is mental because he almost sort of did cost us the league with that mistake against Everton, but there would have been no title race without him. And he's so good for Palace before that.
Hugh, make sure you put that clip in where you said, hey,
It's true.
In the honesty box, it cost him the league, but
It's
AZ,
true.
mate. Okay, if he's playing, listen, I'm not gonna argue, but I should say Saliba and Gabriel because they've been the best this season. But I'll concede having just one. I don't know which one. Mike Gayon plays on the, is he the left side?
Yeah, he plays on the left side.
Left side. So I'll go. I prefer Gabriel Magalhães this season, but I'll go Saliba because it puts the balance right. It's annoying because I wanted to give you Nico O'Reilly for
It's got to
the.
be Nico.
I'll give you that. I'll give you that. That's fair. That's fair. Big
I
up
mean,
Mbappe. Big up Mbappe.
he has been Nico O'Reilly's been unbelievable. He's got to start for England, hasn't he? I mean, we'll talk about the World Cup later, but surely.
Oh, Lewis. Oh, did he
Nah,
go? Actually, he
Nico's
didn't go, did he? He
better.
didn't get taken. No,
Paul.
but Lewis, don't do that face. He was
He
quality.
was good, but Nico O'Reilly's a lot better.
Yeah, but
He
come on,
scored in
you can't do that.
finals. He's assisted. He's played in big
I'm actually
games. Played
gutted.
in the Champions League.
I'm gutted for Lewis, I'll be honest. But yeah, all right, cool. Nico O'Reilly, fine. Midfield, obviously in a DM, Declan Rice. We don't need to
Yeah.
say too much. Best player, the press player for me. Well, second best player for me and for Arsenal is David Raya first, him second. Don't need to say too much. He's in there. Next two. Now, let me just give you mine. You can argue, you cannot argue. I'm not putting any City players in there. I'm going Bruno Fernandes.
Yeah.
I'll put my box aside. Don't like him, but fair
My
play.
least
Got your
favorite
sister.
footballer of all time. I absolutely hate him, but I will put him there.
Yeah, I think Bernardo Silva might be that for me. And not the most hated of all time, but he's up there. He's
Yeah,
such
he's
a
a bit of a
wind up. But
shit ass, isn't he?
I get it. If he plays for your team, you like it.
Yeah,
But okay,
true.
so Bruno Fernandes, I'm gonna go. I know it's a 4-3-3, and it's kind of like in the Thames, but I'm going second striker behind the person that you will name a bit later. I'm going Kroupi, you know. I'm
Oof.
going Kroupi.
See, I'd have
It's a
him
bit
on,
of.
the wing, and I'd have Gibbs White in midfield. I think Gibbs
Oh,
White is the most
don't
underrated
mind
player.
that.
How is he not on the plane?
I don't mind that. I don't mind that. I just, oh, I don't know. Wait, on what wing? What wing are you putting him on? Because he can't. He's in on
See,
the left wing,
what I would
mainly.
do, right, is I would do Morgan Gibbs White in midfield. I'd go left wing Kroupi, right wing Cherki, and then probably Erling Haaland up front.
Oh, that's harsh on Igor Thiago, but I know what the numbers won't lie. But I think I want to argue Igor Thiago just because it's. I think it's just. Come on, just a little bit. Just move away. Just move away from the City bias a little bit. Just a little bit. A bit of versatility. Haaland's been great, but go on. You can.
You can have him. You can have him,
Thank
but
you.
we know that Haaland is obviously better because he scored more goals, and that's it. It's
He
all
scored
about
more goals.
goals.
He scored more. I was really like Igor Thiago. Now we could have. I could have argued for that Shirky position. I can't really, but. Actually, can I? Saka's been terrible. Who else has
Saka's
been on
been
the right?
terrible. Your attack has been awful. How you've managed to win the league with an attack that poor is just astounding to me. But
Listen,
anyway.
at times I don't know how we're top, but here we are. Here we are. All right. I think that's not a bad. I think that's a
Let
bad 11.
me run through it. Tell me if you're not happy with anyone. So we've got Raya in goal, left back Nico O'Reilly, centre back pairing of Gahey and Saliba, right back Timber. I think, do you know what? I'm actually going to concede. I'll put Gabriel in that and over Mark Gahey.
Oh, that's good.
Because
Bloody hell.
the thing is, you can't actually make a mistake that costs your team the league and then being the team of the
I hear it.
season.
I was gonna let the comments of the viewers to kind of get you on that, but that's fine. You're
So we
such
go Nico
respectful.
O'Reilly, Timber right back, Gabriel Saliba centre back, Rice, Bruno, Gibbs White in midfield, Cherki, Kroupi, Igor Thiago slash Haaland. I'm
I'm
happy
happy
with
with
that.
that. There'll be some on-ball shout-outs that people are gonna be in the comments going mad at, but that way we haven't mentioned people maybe like Livermore or the Everton defender and whatnot, but it is what it is. Let's move on. I'm happy with that. I'm happy with that. That is a good 11. And after the break, we'll be talking about the World Cup that is imminently approaching. There've been some World Cup friendlies or national friendlies already played, but we'll be heading out there myself and Kim. So we'll be talking all things World Cup after this.
VAR, you serious on FUBAR Radio?
Okay, World Cup. WC. I don't even know if we're allowed to say World Cup. This FIFA thing, they've got things on lock. You can't say FIFA. You can't say FIFA World Cup. You got to say WC. You got to say summer tournament. I don't know. Listen, this is. They got it on lockdown. Especially, I keep getting briefs about certain things. But we're
It's
going to talk about the
crazy.
World Cup.
It's crazy,
If
bro.
we
I had
get
to do
down.
videos interviewing fans about a competition to win tickets to the World Cup final, and I couldn't say World Cup. So I just had to
Crazy.
say the final. And then loads of them would
Yeah.
ask me, they'd be like, what final? I'd be like, the World Cup, but we're going to have to start the video again because I can't say World
NBA.
Cup. What?
Yeah.
What? It's
They're
so
like, say,
stupid.
I was like the summer tournament. They're like, Formula One, tennis? I said, no. Obviously football. They're like, I said, don't say it. Yes, that. I
Do
was like, oh
you
my.
understand what, why? Well, I don't understand. I just got told I don't actually understand the reason behind it.
It's trademarked, isn't it? I guess it's patented. So it's this,
By
it's their rights.
FIFA.
So for them to say it, the brands have to pay an absurd amount of money to obviously use the wording. It's their licensing, it's their trademark.
That is bonkers, isn't it?
Crazy. It's crazy. It's like another little quick story. Jens Lehmann trademarked the Invincibles. So Arsenal couldn't use it. Not that Arsenal couldn't use it, but they had to contact him or pay him a certain amount of money. And that's why you'll never see, I think, like official branding or like merch of Arsenal saying like the Invincibles, because it's Jens Lehmann's trademark, which is mad.
What an
Madness.
absolute money-grabbing knobhead. Why would he
But you
do
know what?
that? He played
I
for the
hear it.
Invincibles. Why would you do that?
I know there is actually I don't know the full ins and outs, but there is actually good reasoning behind it. And I think he really wanted to have. I don't know why, but I know that I think there were some things going on before, and he just did it before Arsenal, which is crazy. But here's what it is. Here's what it is. But yeah, that's a little bit of information for you all. Anyway, let's talk World Cup. Let's go. I mean, do we go straight to a penalty shootout and ask the main question of who do you think will win it? I mean, I haven't really got a solid answer on this. I think it's gonna be quite a good World Cup. I think the teams are stacked. Well, nations are stacked.
Well,
People are talking about dark horses and stuff. But and I look at France and I think they're unbelievable. Then I keep seeing like Spain and I see Brazil and I see these teams. I think okay, I haven't mentioned England, but yeah, I don't know. I think there's quite a few good teams. Well, big nations in this World Cup this year.
I think people are sleeping on Brazil. I think because they haven't got a particularly star-studded team, people are looking at the players and they're thinking like, oh wow, like we've gone from R9 to Igor Thiago. Or we've gone from, who's that fella at Bournemouth, the Brazilian, Rayan. We've gone
Ryan,
from prime Neymar and Douglas Costa and to Rayan. And I know they're looking at the names and they're thinking, oh, they're probably not as good as they were. But I think with Ancelotti, and I went to Brazil last year for the Club World Cup, and the passion there is obviously unrivaled, let's be honest. It's the home of football, it's where football thrives, it's the best footballing country in the world. And they've been starved of success for quite a long time now. They've had managers where it just hasn't worked. They've had players where they've been pretty unlucky. That Croatia game in Qatar where they came out and got knocked out on penalties, they were pretty unlucky and they look really good for that as well. I think people are sleeping on them. And I think with Ancelotti, they could be really, really, really good this year. And I do think the fact that it's Neymar's swan song, he probably won't play that much, but obviously he brings so much experience to that team. I think they could surprise people. I don't know if
I
they'll
like my
win
little.
it, but I think they could surprise people.
I like that. I like that. I like my little 2 pence. Big up Brazil. Obviously, Eder Militão. I look similar to him. I've got a lot of love for Brazil, and I always go there. And well, I don't always go there. I've been there, and like you said, the passion, and the fans are unrivaled. I'll give it brief. Firstly, not sponsoring us, but you can sponsor us. Nike, boy, that advert.
Oh my God.
Sensational. Sensational, bro.
Incredible.
Blimey. And big up Andy Ansell. He's a South Londoner. He's played for Crystal Palace. He's like a godfather of the South, they call him. He mentored me when I was younger. He delivers all the Nike adverts for years. All the ones you can think of. When players are changing, they bump heads, they change. The ones where they're calling out, I want to be Rooney, Rooney, Rooney. He's the main director of all of them. He's actually featured as well. He features in the advert as well, of this one and the 2026 one. But big up. That Nike advert got me into the World Cup. I'll be honest, maybe
Same.
because obviously after celebrations and just I'm here, there, and everywhere, but that advert got me back in. And big up Adidas with their kits. But when it comes to the build up and the announcing the World Cup's here, Nike, hats off and
Absolutely
nod to you
smashed
guys.
it. I want to talk to you actually, right? So we're both going out to the World Cup. How are you actually feeling about it as a tournament, about the fact that it's in America, about the ticket prices, about not being able to say World Cup and all of that stuff, because this is the first World Cup I've been to. It's the first World Cup I've worked at. And I'm obviously incredibly excited, but part of me does feel like I'm worried it's not going to be that great because of all those things. Or is that just people worrying?
Depends. Depends. Have you got tickets to the games? Are you going to games,
I'm
or are
going
you
to the
not?
first, I'm going to the Scotland games and the England games in the group stages.
Then, if I'm being honest with you, you'll love it. You'll love it. I think you'll get, and it's your first one. I think. Listen, I haven't been to a major tournament either. If I'm being honest, I haven't been to a major tournament. I've had the best job of my life following each nation in their actual respective countries, and I will say on that Qatar was so. shamed, and before it obviously starting was just being ridiculed in the media and all the negative things the press it got, and obviously some human issues of course, which human welfare issues, which is obviously an issue and a problem. But people then say that Qatar World Cup was one of the best ever, and I know that doesn't take away from some of the serious things. I'm not gonna ignore that fact, but I'm just gonna say that it got built up like it was gonna be bad, it was gonna be awful, but it ended up being a very, 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 very good World Cup. And everyone I speak to talks about that World Cup. Robbie and Nat was there, they went to every game. They said once you're at the game, it's unbelievable. I think you'll love it. It's a lot of travelling. As long as you're good at travelling, because you're going to be obviously going everywhere.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Mine's
of
a bit different. I have a bit of a different take. Like if I was with CONCACAF, I'll be saying, I can't wait for this. I'm working with obviously the agency that normally get me the CONCACAF gig, but I'm going to fan parks and hosting those. I'm going to some games as well, because they've gifted us some tickets, but like... yeah, it's not the experience I thought it was going to be. And I'm only going for a certain amount of days. I'm going for 13 days. So, but I think it'll be incredible. I think World Cup fever is always a vibe wherever you are. Now, obviously, again, talk about the man in orange, like Trump. Obviously, he got to be careful what I say, because I'm not going to enter his country very soon. But like, there is obviously some issues and some things that, you know, in online and in the media that you see that may detract from it. But I don't know. I just feel like a lot of it is headline noise and media noise. When you get there, you kind of don't see it. And it's really hard to explain that to the masses, because it's an individual experience. When I went to Argentina, like I was told, you're going to experience severe racism. There was literally not an out. I had never witnessed racism once from anyone. If anything, it was all love. So like, I don't know. I feel like you have to go there, experience it and do it. And I think Kim, you'll have an amazing time. I think you'll have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful time. And hopefully we can link up when we're over there. I mean, I'll let you know my dates and locations, but I've got a lot of downtime. I have a few of my own deals that I'm doing over there. But yeah, it's actually quite a chilled, relaxed schedule, which is it's not like me, if I'm honest. And then final thing, fair play to the players. Again, I'll give them a clap, because I know we talk about players overplaying and it's their jobs, they get paid this much money and all this stuff. And well, and I'm going to do a name drop, and people know, if you know me, you know I love a name drop. But like, I've got, me and Nathan Ake, that's your boy, me and Nathan Ake are quite, I don't want to say quite close, but we are friends. He congratulated me after winning the Premier League. We spoke quite a bit after that. He then, when he's on the plane, like I saw his story like with the players, I was like, the season's just finished. Like, you're already on the plane with the national team. I'm like, what the hell? And obviously, I know footballers don't get a break, but I'm like, this is mental to me.
Crazy.
Literally, that Champions League final, I know you guys weren't in it, but like, you probably had about 5 to 7 days and then you're straight back in camp or in the airport and now traveling to America. And I'm just like, I just said, I wish them the best of luck.
It genuinely seems like they're all really, really excited for it as well, which I wasn't expecting.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
you look
true,
at all
true.
The squad photos and they look genuinely buzzing to be back together, and they look buzzing to be back at the World Cup. So
yeah,
I am looking forward to it. I'm just a bit, it's not even, I just don't know what it's going to be like. I think because, especially for me and you, because the season has been so revolving around City and Arsenal and North London and Manchester, and we've been to every game, we've been doing all of this, like there hasn't really been any build up to it. And now it's like, I'm going in 2 days' time. Do you know what I mean? And I can't remember if previous World Cups there were more build up, or if this is just what it's always like. So I don't really know what to expect, but I am very, very excited about it. I'm going to ask you some quick fire questions. Just give me one names. Who do you think will win the World Cup then?
Yeah, I'll go France. Probably won't be, but I'll go France.
Who will be the surprise team?
Flip knows. I think I'm going to go Portugal. And I know that sounds like it's not, but it is, because Ronaldo's he's so old, and he's trying to do this story like of obviously Messi done it last year. Oh, sorry, last World Cup. I don't know. To me, it's a surprise. I think Portugal, I think they'll get further than anticipated. I think Ronaldo will have a big part to play. And I hope that for him, if I'm being honest. Maybe not win it, but just...
Who will be player of the tournament?
I don't know this. I don't know this one. I mean, I've said France to win it, so it's probably edges to Mbappe. But I want to go Lamine Yamal. Now, I know he kind of had stole the show. Actually, he didn't. Oh, in the Euros, he kind of stole the show and whatnot. But like, I saw his interview when he said about Dembele winning the Ballon d'Or. And he said, like, it's probably good for me that I didn't win it at the age I was and whatnot. But he goes, it did hurt me seeing him win it, but I understand, you know, it is what it is. But he really wanted to win it. I think he kind of spurred him on. He kind of said in the interview, like, now I'm focused to proving that I'm the best. So I don't know, but whether that comes true, it's a lot of words, but I just think it'd be nice to see him really just take a shining light in a young player. I would have went Declan Rice, but I'll be honest, he's not going to get the, even if England go far, that role that he plays is just not glamorized. So I just feel like people go over people's heads when it comes to like the player of the tournament. So yeah.
And final question, who do you think will be the surprise star? There's always one. At
Yeah,
every
there
World
is.
Cup, there's always
Yeah,
one player.
there is. That is a great question. That is a great question. Because Cavill really was the last one. Cavill Tschelli, I was going to say him again, but people know him now really from international tournaments and how good he was. So I can't really use that. I want to say Doué, but even Doué is a bit. Oh, this is a tough one. This is a tough one, Kim. Sorry, I know we're on time. I'm trying to think. I mean, it could be anyone. I don't really know like who's not really being spoken about. I might go really left field. And it really isn't really gonna, it probably won't happen, but Flo Balogun for the US. He's not been
It's not a
great, if
bad
I'm honest,
shout, to
but
be fair.
I think the home soil, I think he likes the bravado of being the guy. And I think Flo Balogun, I think it'll be a good, I don't know, there's many other players that probably will definitely be the front of people's minds, but I'll go Flo Balogun, something different. All right. The return, though, my friend, Kim, thank you for those quick fire questions. The return of my, it still hasn't been surpassed by Rants of the Week. The return of Fantasy 11. Yes, people, it's back straight after this.
VAR, you serious on FUBAR Radio?
Okay, people, we're back from my favorite part of the show that I've missed, Fantasy 11, and we'll be doing it around American things. Very simple, Football 11, American things can be put into positions. Me and Kim are going to battle it out head to head. But let's just see how this one plays out because I'm not as confident in this one, even though this is my favorite section. I just wasn't really ready. You can know about the belly and all that things. It's been a bit of a mad, mad, mad couple hours. But let's do this. Let's go. Let's go.
Do you want to go
Let's go.
first?
Oh.
I can go first if you want.
Yeah. Set pace. You set the standard because I need to. You yeah. Because I'm not confident on it. You set the standard. I might be able to quickly reverse you. Uno reverse you if you pick a really good one. Going in goal. Who have you got?
I've gone for very traditional American things, undisputably American things. So in goal, I've gone for the bald eagle, the American eagle, right? That's on there. That's their national animal, I think I'm correct in saying. And it's the apex predator of the sky. It can move incredibly quickly. It's got wings. It can fly. It realistically is probably going to puncture the ball every time it tries to save it, which will, I don't know if that's in the rule book or not, but I do feel like the American Eagle will be a good keeper. The only chance is if you hit it really hard and low, but I still think it's got its talons. It can catch onto the ball. It's going to cook in net.
An interesting one. Listeners, I'm sure you'll be aware and agree with me that in goal for the American Eagle, the ball doesn't really fit right. Maybe down the wing and whatnot, but since it's your 11, I'm gonna have to compete against it. I'm gonna go. Oh, I was actually gonna go. No, I'm gonna save him.
No, you can't change your 11.
What?
Rules and
Yes, I
rules and
can.
regulations, once it's written down, you write, you read it out.
This is off the dome, and this is my 11. Going in goal is WWE. Now, you might be thinking, what? But World Wrestling Entertainment, athletes, man that likes to jump off ropes, backflips, rest in peace, Eddie Guerrero, hold tight, Rey Mysterio 619, big up John Cena, big up the Jeff Hardy brothers, yeah? I'm going with W. They've got athletes in there. You can do it as a whole company, or you can do it as an individual, it's an American, WWE is American, yeah? That's going in there, right in the sticks.
No,
Some of
you
the
win.
best
Yeah,
wrestlers
you
there'll
win the
be on.
goal. You win the goalie war. You win the goalie war. That's pretty good. That's pretty good stuff.
Off the dome, by the way,
Off the
next time,
dome.
right back. Go on. Let's do
My
go.
right back and left back need to work together. And now I'm looking at them. I'm thinking they're quite shit. But I think the first three are the worst.
Go
Right
on.
back, I've gone for the classic New York taxi. Nippy gets
Yeah, don't
about.
mind that. Don't mind that.
It, an absolute icon of driving. On the left back, same, similar, NYPD cop car. They work together. They're nippy, in and out of spaces. They're up and down. They're quick. They're just classic institutions. When you think of New York, you think of the yellow car. You think of the black and white cab, the black and white cop car. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, do you know what? again, off the dome, but I had one similar. My left back similar, okay? My left back similar, but this is one I thought I wrote down before. Left back is a pickup truck, yeah? Pickup, they're famous. The big pickup trucks, the tankers, cool, fair. Same like you said, can help down the wing because it can pick up the winger and bring them on. It could do overlaps, all that stuff. Makes sense, yeah? The next one was similar. I'm so glad you said NYPD car because I thought it was going to go with what I went. Right back, the old school, the traditional, the well-known, the infamous yellow school bus. Picks up people, carrier, people carrier, can overlap, can get down the line, all of those things there. And very professional, has to be professional. Of course, it picks up children. Come on, G.
It's good.
That's me.
It's good stuff. Centre-back pairing, though.
Go on.
The Statue of Liberty, massive. Ah, she can get her head on anything. The Empire State Building, even bigger. That's it. You can't get past them. How are you going to get around them? Takes you about 10 minutes to walk around the Empire State Building.
See, listen, my centre-back pairing, I can't say it.
Are you going to go to the Twin Towers? Because unfortunately, you basically play him in nine men at this stage.
That's savage. But yeah, okay, let me scratch that. Let me go. Again, I should have stuck to the script. I'm going to go on the right centre-back, the US military, the army. Fair. They're hardcore. They're prideful. Yeah,
horrible.
Let's go them.
Horrible bastards as well.
Yes. Huh?
Horrible bastards as well. They'll let you know. They're there early.
Ah.
They'll leave one in on you.
Exactly. And when I go customs, Lord have mercy. They question. Oh, yeah, I get so much anxiety when I go through airports in America. Anyway, US military. The other one, come on, Seth. What can we do here? This is not going to be a good one. I'm going to go, do you know what? I'm going to go Times Square on New Year's Eve because they have that big, it's not great. I know. Listen, I'm scrambling. This is off the dome. I'm going to go Times Square. I've dropped the ball on this.
Let's just move on quickly. You dropped the ball.
Yeah, thank you.
It's fine.
Thank you.
Let's go. CDM.
Yep.
I'm going the Big Mac. The engine of the team keeps the whole country ticking.
Oh, bro, come on. That's tired though. He's not gonna have stamina.
No, it doesn't need stamina. Everyone feeds off him. He's the center of the team and everyone just feeds off him.
He tried to Uno reverse me there.
No, I did. I successfully Uno reversed you.
Nah, Hugh, I want you to think about that one. That's unfit. That's not a footballer's diet there. And then when I say my defensive midfielder, who's the deep line playmaker, intelligent, precise, key, can see passes, can see ahead, finds pockets in space. I've gone with NASA. Talk to me. Talk to me nice.
Good
in
stuff.
America, that is.
Good yep. stuff.
You like that one?
Good stuff. Yep.
Thank you very much. Let's do the next midfielders, two midfielders.
Centre attacking midfielders, I've gone for Hollywood. Pure creativity.
Oh, yeah. That mum was
Hollywood
in there. Okay.
Midfielder. And I've gone for Elvis Presley, the great entertainer.
That's not bad. Okay. I'm going off the dome here a little bit. My number eight, hard worker, physical, scary, Mike Tyson. No one wants to get involved with him.
True.
No one wants to get involved with him. Mike Tyson, people, don't annoy me. Mike Tyson.
Who's your 10?
This is really tough. Who's the most famous American? Maybe I won't do that, actually. Oh, no, Cecil. Think.
Michael Jackson.
Okay. I like Michael Jackson, but I'm going to go with him. And he probably is, to be fair. Do you know what? No, I can't get... I'll lose the war. I'll lose the war if Kim gives me an option. I'm going to go... This is okay, again, forgive me. Star player, the stars in Hollywood, on the floor. It's a combination
horrible.
Of different
horrible.
Stars.
Okay. Horrible. Okay. Just horrible.
It's a little bit, it's a bit stinky.
It's okay. Horrible. It's okay. Don't worry about it. I forgive you. And the listeners will forgive you as well. We know what just happened in the lift. So it's okay. You're forgiven. Right wing. I've gone for Disneyland. Magic. It's magic. Got all the tricks. It's got all the tricks of the trade. Left wing. A Harley Davidson. Bombing bombing down that wing. And obviously, as a striker, I've got the gun, the shooter.
Okay.
Classic American, used probably too often, but effective, unfortunately.
Okay, this is a tough one. I should have went N'Golo Obesity, you know. That would have been good for N'Golo.
Oh, N'Golo Obesity would have been great, wouldn't it?
So good. Just block the guys, but it's so good. I see my brain's starting to work now. I'm starting to forget about my diarrhea problems. Anyway, let me go to, right, let me run through what I've got. Right wing, big gulp. Some of you may not know what that is. I'm a big fan of Big Gulp. Now, if you go to 7-Elevens, this is one personal, this is personal to me. This one is personal to me. Big Gulp, you go to 7-Elevens and it's big slushies. People might not know this, but I don't drink water. But when I'm in America, I crave, and I always crave sugar, but the pinnacle, the holy grail, the heaven of sugar is in those petrol stations or in the malls where they have different flavors, Coke Cherry or slushies. Now you might think, what does this relate to football? The energy, the sugar, the E numbers, they will boost my winger to get where he needs to be. Yep, and it's a big goal. Big chances, I don't know. We'll go in that one. I like it. It's just that one's personal to me.
Have it.
Okay, oh, next one. I'm going to go, again, this is deep knowledge. On the left wing, I found the left wing. I'm going to, I was going to change. I was going to do the honky tonk, but I'm not going to do that. Honky tonk is a strip. It's a strip in Nashville. It's amazing. Live music. But do I want to go? I'm going to go jazz, rhythm and blues. Nice. All of that. Musical, creative.
Yeah, fine. That should have been your centre attacking mid, but that's okay.
I was struggling. I should have been. When things are dark, they give you light. They give you solutions.
I like that.
Perfect. And up front, I haven't really thought of this. I was going to go. Oh, you went with a gun, didn't you? That was a very good one. How do I beat the gun? Also, it can be toxic in the children, cause problems in America as well.
Certainly cause problems in America.
Come on, the guns cause problems. Remember that the chemistry there won't be good if you think the gun is winning. But my striker is the Hollywood sign. I know Kim has used it, but it's the star, it's the money makers, where everyone wants to take photos with. It's the most paid, it's the most visited. So I'm gonna go the Hollywood sign. Again, this is off the dome.
We'll give producer Hugh the final decision, whose team wins.
Okay. We're gonna wait for adjudication, or do you want me to? Or should we wait? Should we give him some time to think?
He said they're both not great. Cecil's was better at the start.
Yep, true.
But you can't have Hollywood sign and stars. You can't have Times Square at centre back. What does that even mean? It's a square.
Because Kim's playing at home. Because he's on the home surface. He's won this one.
But I'm in your chair as well.
Yeah, exactly. I want a VAR check on that when I come back. But don't worry, that's fine. Kim, congratulations. You are the winner of today's Fantasy 11. And that is, I mean, the 90 minutes in metaphorical terms is up when it comes to our VAR series. Are you serious, for this week. Thank you so much, everyone, to listen. Thank you to Kim for taking the reins, sitting in my chair, which I don't know if I still love. I might have to have a little conversation.
Keeping it warm, buddy.
Like that. But I'm away. Today, I will be back very soon. I say that we'll be in America very soon, and then I'll be back. But don't worry, normality will restore itself in a matter of weeks. Thank you all for listening. We'll see you again. Take care. Lots of love. You're listening to VAR You Serious with Cecil G. Thomas and Kim Kafari on FUBAR Radio.
VAR You Serious on FUBAR Radio.